So remember that memory aid I talked about, side, stop wars, improve people's lives, disarmament and encourage trade. Well, we're going to look at disarmament now, because in the 1930s, disarmament takes a turn for the worse. The League had been talking since 1923, actually, about trying to set up a disarmament conference whereby the world would agree on steps that they would take to limit and reduce the amount of weapons they had. But they hadn't really got around to it in the 1920s. In the 1930s, they gave it another bash, and they started talking about getting together another conference. It took them a long time just to generate a sort of a programme for the conference, if you like. And eventually, in February of 1932, the conference finally started to happen. And by July of 1932, they'd started to make resolutions. They'd actually started to make some decisions. So for the first time, it looked like disarmament was actually going somewhere. Limiting the size of the artilleries, limiting the size of tanks, getting rid of chemical warfare. But although they were agreeing some principles, they weren't really agreeing how it should happen. But then the conference got overtaken, actually, by other issues. The League, as you know, Germany had joined the League in 1926. But while the conference was in full swing, the leadership in Germany changed, and Hitler took over at the start of 1933. And the conference was still going at this time. And, of course, Hitler had very different ideas about what to do with disarmament. Now, the Germans, of course, were quite miffed because they felt they'd disarmed and no one else had disarmed to their level. And that was pretty much Hitler's line when he came into the conference and insisted that other people would disarm to the same level as Germany. Now, they talked around the issue for a little while, and eventually they couldn't come to any sort of agreement, and Hitler probably had no intention of an agreement anyway. He was already rearming Germany in secret. So as a result of this, he decided to leave in October 1933. The conference limped on into the start of 1934 and was then abandoned. Nothing had been agreed. It was all a waste of time. And that was the failure of disarmament.